Shout out to Adrian Adonis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 7th, Wednesday, June the 7th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to introduce a topic that I'm going to be going over in my evening shows, so it will be free for the Clarinomic members, but it will be a pay-per-view show for non-clarinomic members. And out of all the shows and all the things we talk about, you know, all of this information is very important, but it's only important if, number one, you are conscious, if you are aware, meaning that no matter what someone says, your ability to be a cynic, your ability to see through the smoke and mirrors, your ability to see in the dark, the only way to disconnect from the beast is to be able to see the beast. Let me say that again. You can go to church. You can become a Muslim. You can go out and do this or do that. Regardless of what you say and do is irrelevant. The only thing that matters, brothers and sisters, is your ability to see in the dark. You will stay in the dark until you can see in the dark. Now, I've been saying this for many, many years. I've been doing this for many, many years. I am grateful, I am honored, and I am humbled that the Pleroma, that the Father, the Father of Lights that it talks about in James chapter 3, has chosen me. I didn't choose him. He chose me from the foundations in my mother's womb. You cannot freaking create your purpose. You can find it. You can get out of the way so that way you can hear your purpose calling you and then accept your purpose. You have to find it. Then once you can find your purpose, then you are eligible to start having fun. Life is supposed to be fun. I don't know. I know very few people who are having fun in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. I know very few people. Everybody say they want to have fun. But most people are not having fun. Life is hard. Life is a struggle. Life is tough. Life is difficult. Life is easy. Life is this, that, and the other. Everybody that I know, they're not having fun. So I decided that, you know what, I don't want to live my life like that. I'm going to start having fun. And when I made that decision, what I had to do was go through a process of learning, because I was not taught the seven keys of understanding how to live life, because this is the metaphysics of life. Life must be fun. It must be focused, number one. It must be understood, number two. And it must be now, number three. Not tomorrow, now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your life will only make sense when you are focused on understanding the metaphysics of life now. And because you're not conscious, and it's really not your fault, because we have not been given the true world view. None of us have. We are not, and we have not been taught the differences between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 and the two different creation accounts. We know very little about racism, about guilt. We know very little about other people's lives. We know very little about that repentance is actually for us instead of for someone else. We have not been taught about how to navigate, how to organize. We were not taught how to. I know when I first started to understand that people told me what to think. They never told me how to think. And I sat down and I realized, how do I come to my conclusions? How do I think? People just told me what to think, but nobody told me how to think. So when it came time to make a decision, I didn't know how. I made emotional decisions based upon how I felt in the emotion or in the moment. I didn't make decisions, again, based upon life. I just made decisions that was based upon emotion and my emotional intelligence. So the metaphysics of life is understanding how your life should be lived. You have to have focus. You have to have understanding, and you have to do that now. Once you are able to get to the place where you realize that, hey, my life want to be fun. My life is going to be fun. Once you make up that decision to make your life fun, the key, however, is to understand that does not mean that your life is not fun now. It's very, very important to understand that it doesn't mean that your life is not fun now. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because this is very, very, very important. It's so important because your life has to be fun now. If your life is not fun now, remember, you bring about what you think of. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters. You, to him that has, more will be given. So the ability to see in the dark is the ability to be a cynic, the ability to see through what you call is truth. When you think about it, what is truth? What is truth? The ability to do, number one, what I call therapeutics. Let's go to the seven keys that I'm going to break down in the new series called The Metaphysics of Life. And again, this series is just like all the rest of my series. We're going to didactically break down what creates life and how can you have life and life more abundantly. Since Yahushua came that you may have life, it might be important for us to understand what life is. So Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Now, when we think about that, we must think about, again, from a biblical perspective, since, again, a lot of us have this biblical background. So he came that we may have life and life more abundantly. So he came that we have life and life more abundantly. So this abundant life is what we want to talk about. So life and life more abundant or abundantly. So when we talk about life and life more abundant or life more abundantly, we're talking about the fact that Yahushua wants us to basically grow. And the only way that you can grow is to know. And so what we are talking about is this knowingness or this knowingness, this ability to have an abundant life. The thief comes to steal and destroy. Yahushua comes that you may have life and that you may have life more abundantly. And we see that in John 10:10. When we look at John 10:10, we see something that is very, very important because now we start to see the definition of this word life, which is Zoe, Z-O-E. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, again, we are talking about Zoe. Now, right now, everybody already has Zoe. We already got it. So we want to improve upon that Zoe. And the way that we improve upon the Zoe is to under, over, and understand what that means. Now, what does that mean, brothers and sisters? Well, that means that therapeutics is the understanding of how do we do something better. How do we do something better? Not bitter, but better. So therapeutics is the understanding of the seven keys to establishing the metaphysics of life so that way your life is fun, so that way your life is focused, that way you understand what you're doing, and you're doing that, you're implementing it today. You're not waiting for next week. You're not hanging on, brother, until your blessings come. You have an understanding of life and life more abundantly. And so that starts with, number one, therapeutics. Now, spiritual therapeutics, again, a little different from, it's really similar to therapy, but it's a way to think outside the box. I got the definition on my website that breaks it down. Next, we go to, after therapeutics, we talked about axology. So axology is the difference between what we call morality. So axology, A-X-I-O-L-O-G-Y, axology helps to establish what we call Zoe. Now remember, now Zoe is the state of one who is possessed of vitality, or the state of one who is animated. It is the absolute fullness of life. Now, pleroma is the absolute fullness of the Godhead. So the absolute fullness of the Godhead is what we're talking about. So Zoe is very, very, very important. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Right now, your life is already fun. So you should be asking myself, well, Brother Will, my life is not fun. Well, I would beg to differ. Because if you can do this, if you woke up this morning, you got breath in your lungs, your life is fun. Now, the reason that it's not funner is because of the seven keys that we're breaking down today. Key number one, for your life to be focused, for your life to be, for you to live with total understanding. In other words, do you know what it's like to have total understanding? That's the way. Now, Yahushua says in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal this. That's why nobody has it. So we live in a world, I wish that I could like sit down and take each listener through all of the steps that the Father has taken me through, starting with numerology, going into Lucifer's DNA, going into what is called, what I call demonic groupings and the demon world and demonology and how it works, going into the most holy place, going into cellular biology. I wish I could take you into cellular biology, one human cell, how it is the exact same as the tabernacle that was built in the desert in the Old Testament, and how your DNA was manipulated by Lucifer. So I can prove to you that phosphate was not a part of your original DNA. It was added after the fall. I wish I could take you through the bloodline of the Watchers from the beginning. I wish I could take you through one of the seven keys to understanding. Now, remember, life cannot be fun unless you are focused and you understand. Since you don't understand why you're on earth. See, people on earth don't understand that Yahushua is the firstborn of a new type of mankind. And since we don't understand that Yahushua says, I'm the firstborn of many brethren. We don't understand that Yahushua says, hey, touch me for I've not ascended unto my Father. We don't understand that at the last sound, at the last trump, that the dead in Christ shall arise. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. We don't understand that we're going to have a glorified body. Since we don't understand that, we don't understand the chromatics or the metaphysics of color, or the psychology of colors. We don't understand dark energy, or what is called dark ether. I wish I could sit down and break down with everybody the sun gods and the zodiacal biblical allegory that is found inside of the Imlu, Imish, and the Emerald Tablets, and all of these other ancient texts. I wish I could break down and go through my book that I did on CSF to show you the oil of Christ that is inside the spinal cord that is only activated when you are in a state of love. I wish I could go through and show you how the zodiac signs and the 12 cranial nerves are, how they are activated. I wish I could show you how Jesus Christ and the DNA or Yahushua and the Holy Bible are. I wish I could break down theobiology and show you proof, biblical proof, which I have inside of my book, Christened. I wish I could go through that book page by page and show you the biblical proof by breaking down laminin and breaking down other cellular molecules and show you the DNA proof of God eternal within the body. The name, the four vowels of your heart makes up the four letters. The walls of your heart make up the missing shin. I wish I could show you the video evidence. I wish I could show you the pictures. I wish I could show you, take you step by step through my book, Christened, and show you the biological proof of God eternal within the body. That's what Yahweh-Vah-Hey means. Yahweh-Shin-Vah-Hey means. But the Leviathan-Nibiru connection that establishes in Genesis 6:4, those who from heaven came down to earth, they saw the daughters of men, and they went unto them, and they created a race of people called the Nephilim. And that contaminated your DNA. I wish I could break this down for you and break down my 600-page book that breaks down the ontological history of mankind. And I wish I could show you how sodomy is the key to programming you so that way you become a good Luciferian. I wish I had the time to take you step by step by step through this entire process so that way you could understand. You would have you would now your focus would be laser like, because now you understand the quantum Christ. You understand christened and crest. Now you understand the all-seeing eye. Now you see where spirit and science collide together. I wish I could take you step by step through each of the 50 books that I've written, because each one of those books is a specific, and then it reveals Akruben, or the albatross, we'll put it that way. It shows you the occult and how sex and ritual magic and dark magic and voodoo and hoodoo is inside of the church and how it creates a hive mind. So everybody thinks just like a beehive. The queen bee controls the minds. Your mind has been mined. Your mind, M-I-N-D, has been mined, M-I-N-D-E-D. I wish I could take you step by step and show you the proof that the beast is the saints. I wish I could read the Codex Magica, the book that breaks down the sorcery of Babylon and how Babylon is Babel. I wish I could break down step by step how etymology establishes your theology, controls your biology. I wish I could show you how the great men of renown are using sorcery, which is pharmakeia in the Greek. I wish I could go inside your brain right now and show you Amon's horn. Amon, where you get the word amen. It's biological. I wish to God that I had the time to take you into the book and show you the pictures of your brain and show you the word amen and why every prayer is ended in amen and why when you say amen, how it activates. I wish I could take you to the doctor, put your brain underneath the electromagnetic stuff and let you say the word amen and watch Ammon's horn, which is in your brain. I wish I could take you and show you that. I wish I could break it down and show you again how Tantra and the eight-pointed star and the mist story, which is the mist, which is water, which I have inside my book, the metaphysics of Hydor or Hydrogen or Hydrogenes. I wish I could break down the Shabaka stone and show you how natural origami works to control your chi and your prana, and how the Kabbalah or the Cabal is a society. It is an ancient sex cult. I wish I could show you the celestial signs that's inside of the biblical astrology that's talked about in the book of Job, that's called the Mazaruth. And you think that the stars and zodiac is bad because some reverend like the bishop told you. I wish I could take you step by step through the Mazaruth, because the Bible says that the heavens declare the handiwork. So if you want to see God, step outside and look into the stars. I wish I had the time to take you through Flavinus Josephus and the Pisan Flavonide dynasty. Let me spell it for you. P-I-S-O F-L-A-V I-A-N. I wish to God I had the time to take you step by step by step through the origins of what you call Christianity. And I could show you how five families that was the wealthiest families, that their descendants today are the Rothschilds, which means Rothschild, which means Roth means red. And shield, it is the sign, it is the symbol, it is the, I wish I could break it down for you, because that is the only way life is fun. when you can see the dark, then you're not afraid of it. Then you live like me. You walk through the valley of shadow and death. You don't give a flying what's in out there. You ain't afraid of nothing because you got the freaking biggest gun in the dark. I wish I could break down the books or the book of foundation so that way you could understand your spiritual gifts and you could understand what is the hidden mysteries behind the Nephilim and how the Nephilim, again, has given you everything to exercise total cell alchemical reprogramming of your cells. That is why you got a cell phone. So that way it can control the mucus inside of your body. The only reason that you are sick is because you're thirsty. And the only reason that you're thirsty is because you got more mucus in your body than you do water. I wish, because there are people dying every day of preventable freaking diseases, I wish I could show you how to get the mucus out of your body. I wish I could show you how to reprogram your cell phone, your cells. Where do you think they got the word cellular phone from? A cell phone is your cells inside of your body. And they are programming your cells with ELF, extreme low frequencies. That's why somebody jumps up who never done something and they go and drive their car into the White House. Why did they put cell phone technology on the same frequency as your brain and your blood cells? I wish I could break down the significance of understanding the laminin and the cross of molecules that's inside of your body. I wish I could break down crystal breathing so that you could understand how the breath of life has been blown into you. And without over under understanding this simple but yet hidden understanding of the breath of God, I wish I could break down, I wish I could give you my book, The Vatican, so that you can understand the power of Rome. The word Vatican means foreteller of the future. I wish I could show you how the Bible is a predictive program. I wish I could prove it to you using science and no mumbo jumbo. But you are afraid. And God has not given us a spirit of fear. I wish I could show you where your fear comes from and the metaphysics that ends all religious control. I wish I could show you why there's Rh negative blood comes from and why it exists on the planet. I wish I could show you and explain to you using proof that is undeniable. No fluff, no magic. Concrete, biblical, non-biblical, spiritual, and scientific evidence. I wish I could get rid of the fear molecule because it's a frequency. You cannot be in fear and also be in faith. I wish I had the time to break down secretions. Because that's super consciousness. Because the secret is in the word secretes or secretions. That's control. Your body releases chemicals and your endocrine system has organs that releases chemicals that control your emotional competency. I wish I could break down the neurochemical roller coaster that you are on so you could get off anytime you want. You can stop it. This emotional roller coaster, you could get off anytime you want. I wish that I had the time and that you had the time, but we're all on the treadmill of life. So number one, the only way that you can have focus. Now remember, life, you're supposed to have fun. The only way that you can have fun, because you're already having it, but you don't know it. The only way that you can have fun is focus on having fun and stop focusing on everything else you're doing. That's the only way. Number one, you got to have focus. Number two, you got to understand what I just said. So I spent 30 minutes explaining what you got to understand. Now, everything that I said in this last 30 minutes, I guarantee you 90% of those words you never heard. Guaranteed. In fact, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to guarantee you pretty much that the next 7 words I'm going to say you've never heard before. That's why you don't understand life, because the life is controlled by these 7 words. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may understand what thus says the Rhema word of God. The first word is not therapy, number one. Now remember, Jesus said that he came that you may have life. Now you got a bunch of other stuff, but you don't got this. Now life is a state of being possessed, not controlled, not you pop in and out, not on Sundays, not on Wednesdays. Life is a state of being possessed by the absolute fullness of the essential ethical logos, what is called hypostatic or hypostasis, H-Y-P-O-S-T-A-T-I-C. That means you're real and you're genuine. That means you're active and you're vigorous. That means that you're devoted to your dear Kinnear. That means you understand your lot and your share and your position. That means that you have consummated, and you have a new ascension that makes your body perfect. Now, everybody is teaching ascension techniques. I'm going to tell you right now up front, man, you better be very careful, because your ass going to ascend, but you don't know what entity you are ascending to. You better be very careful when you're taking these shrooms and you're doing peyote or you're doing this mantra technique, because all of these entities are not benevolent. So you better be very careful who you pledge your allegiance to by giving your tap to, your time, your attention, and your purpose. So there is this word, and I can't even pronounce these 7 words. These 7 words, now the first one I can pronounce is therapeutics. These 7 words produce a what is called hypostatic. So hypostatic, I took that out of John chapter 10, where it says, Jesus, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that you may have life. I looked at the definition of the word life in the original text. It means zoe, Z-O-E. And it has a bunch of underlining words. At the base, it means hypostatic. That means hypostasis. So the word hypostatic, again, go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, is 2 words. Hypostand, H-Y-P-O. This is what you're supposed to be doing today. Now, you're doing it, but you're not doing it consciously. Now, remember, the only way to kill the beast is to be conscious of the beast. How do you be conscious of the beast? By asking questions. Of what? Everything. Even what I'm telling you right now, don't believe it. Don't believe a word of what I'm saying. I'm telling you that the word zoe means this. Go to your Bible gateway. Look up the definition of the word life in John 10:10 yourself. Pull it up and see, does it say zoe? Don't believe me, man. I could be selling wolf tickets. But thankfully, I'm not. So this word hypostatic, again, means pertaining to a substance. That means that you're placed under. That means you are given support to stand. Now, brothers, sisters, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, homie. But I'm in the freaking shed. And I'm going to say the word again, because, again, my English is not that. The metaphysics of life is based upon 7 words that I guaranteed you probably have never heard in your life. These 7 words, again, means that you are going to be given support. You got to do nothing to stand. Hypostatic is what the word in the Greek means. It gives us the English. Now, the Greek word is hypostatikos. Now, H-Y-P-O, hypo. That means under. That's how you got to understand. Now, remember, your life's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be focused. You're supposed to understand, and you should be understanding that now. So you should be able to do like me and see in the dark. So the devil turns off all the lights. You don't care. You, now, when I say dark, that means total deception. That means camouflage. That means the world that we live in. So the world that we live in is dark. It's a dark ether. They call it luminescence. That means that you are under hyper. Hypo means hyper. And that means to be under something. So H-Y-P-O means under. It also means in the original text, we go down to the bottom of the page, it means below, beneath. From a chemical perspective, it means under, from, sub. So H-Y-P-O. Now let's go to the second word. Now, this word hypostatic, which gives us the word hypostasis, which we're going to break down before I give you the seven words that's going to be inside the new series that I'll be starting. Again, it's free to Clarinomic members. It'll be $99 for non-members. So this second word, we got the word hypo. Now we got this word static. So this word static is a very interesting word because, again, it gives us the word stasis. So we got this word hypo and we got this word static or stasis, which means stand. So static means stand. So it means to understand. That's the reason I got the acronym for fun. You got to be focused on understanding something right now. But everybody else is not focused on understanding what I'm talking about. You're focused on understanding how to get females. You're focused on understanding how to get your next, hit of cocaine or drugs. You're focused on understanding, getting some money. We're focused and we understand. We know everybody that's on the Dallas Cowboys. We know all the members of the Cleveland Cavaliers. But we don't understand these seven words I'm getting ready to share. So unless you're focused, again, hypostatic means that you're focused on, you're giving support to focus on understanding something. God say, let me help y'all out because y'all are distracted. So I'm going to give you hypostatic. This hypostatic is going to make you hypostasis. Now, hypostasis means something that stands under and supports. It means a foundation. Hypostasis. So now let's break down the word stasis. S-T-A-S-I-S. So we got hypo, we got the word hypo already. Stand under stasis. S-T-A-S-I-S. The word stasis means a state of equilibrium, state of being balanced while being hit by equal forces. Wow. This is what Yahushua came on earth to do. Let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement that was just made. This is the metaphysics of life. Now, Yahushua said, I come, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. Now, I came up with a clever acronym called FUN. Your life should be fun. If your life's not fun, you might as well put a bullet in your head. My life is fun, and it's going to be funner. Now, the only way your life can be fun is if you have F, focus, U, understanding, N, now. So you focused, but you ain't got no understanding, and you surely don't have it now. We say, well, Brother Will, how can you say that? Well, that's very easy to say. Because there is no wealth, there is no health, there is no wisdom, there is no great relationships. That's the result of having an abundant life and having it more abundantly. So the word stasis is what everybody should be striving for. Now, let me make sure you understand. Hypo, again, means I'm going to under. Now, static means stand. So, and it means help. God's going to send something, it's called his frequency, wave, vibration, to help you understand what I'm saying. Now, you have to understand what? That God wants you to be stasis. S-T-A-S-I-S. Again, don't believe me. Go to dictionary.com, any good dictionary, look it up. It means standing still. It means placed. It means to stand. And having done all, stand. I don't give a flying beep what comes. You're freaking stand, bruh. you stand. But God gives you the power to stand. Now, let me tell you how this power is given. Now, from an alchemical perspective or metaphysical, it has to do with the normal flow of the body substance. It has to do with the blood that flows through the arteries and the intestinal contents that's inside of the bowels allows you to stand. Blood flowing through your arteries and the contents of what's in your bowels. Why y'all think I do watermelon flushes? I mean watermelon right now. Why do I always say you're not sick, you're thirsty? What's in your bowels, homie? Now, in the Essene Gospel of Peace, Yahushua tells them to go down to the freaking lake or river and to do a freaking enema. And then Yahushua says the stuff that comes out of their rectum is the devil. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, once again, but I am in the shed, homie. So the Yahushua, now this is what Yahushua said. He says that the enemy, Lucifer, is death. And he talks about how it creates shortness of breath, bad smelling, or again, stench. You ever been around somebody that their breath was really funky? Yeah, that means that's inside of their bowels. There's something in there. That thing in their bowels, now, according to the Essene Gospel of Peace, the devil basically, now, I've already did the show. I should probably write a book on that. That talks about, again, what we call worms, you know, and bowels and indigestion, different problems with your elimination system. In the original text, you might want to pimp the game because why you think the devil is out there? He's probably inside of your body and it's in the form of a tapeworm. So you got to get that out. Now, I don't know how I get it out. I don't know how you do it, but you might want to. Now, Dr. Sabi became a very wealthy man by understanding that one concept. You're not overweight. You're overweight. Your weight? Why are you carrying around all that waste when you don't need it? So how do we get rid of it? Number one, seven words you probably have never heard before in your life. Therapeutics, spiritual therapeutics. Now, I know you heard of therapy. Everybody been to therapy. The word therapy, a therapist is the rapist. Look at the word. I'm not interested in raping anybody, so I'm not a therapist. The word therapist is the rapist. Look at the word. It's in there. So we want to do spiritual therapeutics. Since I have that one broke down on my website, and I talk about it all the time, spiritual therapeutics, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says spiritual therapeutics. Pimp the game. Spiritual therapeutics, brothers and sisters, that's clairnomics, that's whole brain thinking. That's what I'm doing right now. That's why anybody listening to this show right now, and you're not a member of the Claironomics team, what I'm going to be continuing tonight and the rest of the night and put inside of a book, which is I just gathered my notes that I find on the internet, copy it, put it in order, and freaking give it to you. You can do it yourself. You pay me to do it. If you don't want to pay me to do it, I'm giving you the information to look up now. I'm going to charge you $100 for my time of putting this stuff together. The metaphysics of life. Life must be fun. It must be focused and it must be understood. But since you don't understand therapeutics, what is therapeutics? Therapeutics is how do I get better? Number one, I'm gonna help you get better. Number two, AXIO. Anybody ever heard of that? Anybody? AXIO. LOGY. Anybody heard of that word? I'm pausing. I take the silence, even though y'all can't hear you anyway. But axiology or axiology. What the beep is that? Axiology is putting an ax to your philosophy. Ax is AXIOLOGY. Number two of the seven keys to understanding the metaphysics of life. You got to understand this, brother. You can't read about it. You can't talk about it. You can't pick it up on Sundays. Brother, you need to understand this. Forwards, backwards, left, right, happy, sad. You got to understand this in order for your life to be fun. Otherwise, your life is going to suck. AXIOLOGY, axiology. That is where you get your values and your morals. This is where you get your worth and your religion from. Let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Anyology, again, like theology, biology, ology means word. Acts, it means words that acts, that cut. So all of your worth, all of your value, this is where you get it from, knowingly or unknowingly. So we need to break that down because you may not have heard of that word before. Since you have not even heard of the word, I doubt very seriously you understand it. So I'm an etymologist. I do this full time, every day, 24/7, 365. You can ask my wife, how much time I spend on a damn computer? She asks me every night, honey, when you coming to bed? Why? My dark behind is up doing what? Number three, have you ever heard of T-E-L-E-O-L-O-G-Y? Anybody heard of teleology? This is where we get the word telemeres. This is inside of your Bible. Man died because of this. Telomeres. On top of your DNA is telomeres. It's teleology. This is what the Rothschilds, the Kennedys, the freaking Schwarzeneggers, the Bushes, this is what they're studying. They paying scientists billions of dollars to try to figure out how do we keep the telomere on top of the DNA. When them suckers figure that out, and they're going to figure it out, that's when John 10 comes in. Those people who try to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. See, Yahushua says, hey, I'm the good shepherd. I stand at the door. And anybody that knock, I let them in. Yahushua said that he's the good shepherd. He stands at the gate. And he lets his sheep in. The other shepherd's sheep, he don't let them in. Then I was like, oh, man, that's messed up. I can't get in. Then I kept reading. I went a little further down John 10. Then he says, after I get all my sheep, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get the other shepherd's sheep. Oh, I got happy. I got my shout on. That means there's hope for me. But he says that there's these other shepherds, they trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. They're trying to understand telomeres. Teleology. What is the goal and the purpose of the thing? The ultimate purpose of mankind, what is it? Does anybody on earth know? Now, I've been saying this for 25 freaking years. I got a book called The Ultimate Destiny of Mankind. It's another toe-curling book. It'll blow your cookies. Because I know you think, you believe what the Reverend Dr. Bishop told you. I understand. I used to teach that, man. I ain't freaking read about it. I freaking taught it, homie. That dog don't hunt. Because that's not what the Helios Biblios said. When Yahushua said he's the firstborn of many brethren, who the other brethren? I don't know about you, but at the last sound, at the last trump, which is a frequency of wave, my DNA is going to be transferred. It's already being transformed as we speak right now. I'm in eternity right now. Eternity when there's no time, there's no space, there's no mass, there's no matter. Every time I do a show, boom, I step into eternity. We're going to break down the doctrine of design. And I'm going to tell you your specific purpose. I'm going to give you your corporate purpose and then your individual purpose. That is theology. The doctrine of purpose or design. You ever heard of that before? Yeah, that's the metaphysics of life, homie. If you don't understand that, brother, it says, why don't they teach this in Sunday school? I don't understand. What about the next one? Now, I got a 600-page book that I already wrote on this one, anthropology. Anybody ever heard of this word? Now, you may have heard of A-N-T-R-O. Now, just that word right there, A-N-T-R-O. Anybody ever heard of that? A-N-T-R-O, anthro. And then pology. Add the P. P, and then once you add the P, ology. O-L-O-G-Y. And now people probably have heard of that one. Maybe, maybe not. That is the study of the origins, the beginnings of things. So an anthropologist or anthropology focuses on, hey, Why do we have Homo erectus, Homo gargantuan, Homo neanderthal, Homo erectus, Homo sapien? Why we got all of these homos? How come we just don't have one? What is the difference between Homo gargantuan and Homo neanderthal? It is the study of the origins of the physical characteristics. It is like anthro, where that come from. It means speaking man, anthro. So anthropa, it is how we developed. It's how what you call a human being. Now, I'm not one of those. But for there are some OPs out there. There are some what they called, homunculus. Y'all ever heard of that word, homunculus? There are some homunculus out here. There are some organic portals. There are some anthropos. It has to do with the development of the andra, A-N-D-R-A, or the andros, A-N-D-R-O. And I'm going to break this down, or the Greek, aner, A-N-E-R, which means inner or inner. So we break this down. Again, if you don't understand this, then you can't have fun. Your life is not going to be focused. You're not going to understand, and you can't live life now. You will not have wealth, health, wisdom, and a great relationship. Now, you can get it through the series that I did yesterday. Not series, but show. So, again, $20. Anybody who did not hear, for whatever strange medical anomaly, you was on Pluto last night, and you did not hear the metaphysics of spirit versus the metaphysics of flesh. Right now, everything that you're doing it Lucifer's way. How do I know? I was his right-hand man. And so, a devil can recognize another devil. A demon can always recognize another demon. Now, you don't know it. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know I was a Christian Satanist until Satanist told me, hey, dog, you one of us. And I said, dude, you bump your head. And I said, no, this is what we do. And I said, damn, that's the same thing I do. Hey, welcome to the club. So let me make sure you understand, Buster. Right now, this is what you do. Right now, you want to be seen. Now, you may do it like me. You may just say, like, hey, I'm doing this for your benefit, brother. But still, go check out my Facebook page and click on the like button. Or you may say something like I do. You may say, hey, you know, the reason I call myself Master Teacher, I'm going to shut them off. Get your ass out of here. You want to be seen. I know you want to be seen. That's why you do what you do. Then, number two, you're competitive. Oh, man, why do you think you – let me go take something from you. See how fast you want to get it back, bruh. Number two, number three, exclusive. You want to be just like me. I want to be the only one who know this stuff. I don't want nobody else to know. Why y'all think I don't tell y'all my sources? What, I look like I just was born last night? I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. Exclusive, brother. That means I'm the only one on the planet got it. I can create what they call on Shark Tank again. Do you have something, again, that is copyrighted? Do you have something that again, that you can monetize? That means that, again, it has to be something that is exclusive. That's Luciferian. What was that number? That you got to be seen. You are very competitive. You're exclusive. You're not part of the group. You want to separate yourself, homie, so that way you can be seen. So everybody say, hey, you got to go to Brother Will if you need to get this information. You don't only do it on the planet that got it. Number four, this is a good one. I like this one. You want to be popular. Yeah, I don't know about you. I want to be popular. I want to be liked, man. I want everybody to go to my Facebook page and like my stuff. Ego, worldly, Lucifer. Number five, sex. You know you want to knock them out. Homie, stop playing. We all are freaking sex maniacs. We all are driven by sex. Next, money. Everybody wants money. Why? Money makes the world go round. Those are the seven attributes that you are living by. This is the metaphysics of the flesh, metaphysics of the world, instead of the metaphysics of the spirit. Now, what we should be doing is, I should have been happy when I was working at HEB Warehouse in San Marcos, making $1,000 a week with a company take-home car, and I quit. Why? freaking boxes don't talk back. And nobody could see my black ass in that warehouse. So I quit. Why? I was not seen, bruh. Spirit don't want to be seen. Spirit is comfortable with being in the back. Spirit doesn't mind somebody else getting the limelight. Spirit does stuff in the left hand, don't even know what the right hand is doing. Spirit is non-competitive because spirit knows nobody can be. See, when you get to the place where you understand where I'm at now, I ain't got no competition. Nobody can be me but me. There ain't no other short, dark, black man but me. I'm the only one. Therefore, I can relax. I ain't got to push. I ain't got to fight. I ain't got to struggle. I ain't got to hide. I ain't got to connive. I ain't got to do no clever marketing technique. I ain't got to jump through all this fancy stuff. I ain't got to go. I can make sure I ain't got no errors in my freaking. Who gives a fly? Man, that's too much stress, homie. I'm going to spit the truth. None. No competition. Number three, spirit is inclusive. Spirit is a part of the team. Spirit is not trying to separate itself. The spirit wants to be inclusive. The spirit wants to be a part of the group so that way it can affect the group. Number four, intimacy. Spirit wants to be intimate. The spirit wants to get close. The spirit wants to know you on an intimate level. Number five, the spirit is mastery of self. The spirit is an expert. The spirit is not trying to be something that it is not. Spirit is not interested in being popular. The spirit is not interested in getting 5,000 views on his face on his YouTube channel. The spirit doesn't give a flying beep about how many freaking views it has of his YouTube video. The spirit is more interested in how effective the YouTube video is. I don't give a rip if you make a video with your cell phone. The spirit doesn't. But the flesh, you got to go get some, pay some dude $5,000 to do this state-of-the-art bells and whistles freaking video. Go look at my videos on YouTube, bruh. A third grader can do a better job. Look at my books. A fifth grader can write better books than I do. Look at my language and my speak. I'm not no freaking professional orator. I ain't freaking go no Toastmasters class. I don't know how to speak. I ain't got no proper English. But I am effective, bruh. I may not be popular. Put my name up there, Dr. Will, and then put up Dr. Phil. Everybody gonna click on Dr. Phil. He's more of a better therapist than me. Put up T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes speaking tonight at 7. Then put up Brother Will Rogers, Dr. Will Rogers speaking tonight at 7. Who gonna get more views, homie? Don't nobody know about me. You gotta be popular in this world, bruh. Not effective. Popularity contest. That's what's going on. That's Lucifer. Are you interested in being popular, bruh? Are you trying to be effective? Are you an expert in your space? Are you too busy trying to be seen, trying to be pretty? I've been there, done that too. And instead of sex, how about this thing called love? You mean to tell me I'm just going to do something for you, but I ain't got to get the draws? I'm not in it just to sleep with you? I just want to talk to you to actually help you. And I don't care how big your chi-chis is. Where they do that at? That spirit, bruh. Spirit is not in it for the sex. Spirit is in it because it actually want to have a positive impact on helping somebody else. It wants to give something. That is the difference between the metaphysics of the flesh and the metaphysics of real life. And anthropology is a part of understanding the metaphysics of life. That is the 1, 2, 3, 4th key. Now, the fifth key is this episteme, with this epistology. Now, I'm probably butchering the word, so you might want to look it up. Let me spell it for you. Y'all know that, you know, hey, my English is not that great. E-P-I-S-T-E-M, and then ology. Now, episteme is the Greek word that's inside the Helios Biblia. Now, this word, like all of these words, very, very important. This word simply means, how do we do things? So there is a way you're supposed to do. So hold up. So that's a way we're supposed to eat? Yes. There's a way that we're supposed to sleep? Yes. There is a way you're supposed to have sex? Yes. You're not just supposed to go and just, unzip pants, insert penis. That dog don't hunt. But everybody do. That's what I did when I first started out. My first sexual encounter, I didn't know what I was doing. My first job, I didn't know what I was doing. My first child, ooh, man. My daughter's lucky to be alive. I figured I learned by error, trial and error. I did not have no system, no method of knowledge that was being passed down from generation to generation. I didn't have nothing that was handed down from my pappy, from his pappy, from his pappy to his pappy. Episteme means knowledge of words. So episteology is this ability in epistemology. I said ology. Epistemology. So epistemology, again, this is the metaphysics of life. This is the understanding of the of how valid your belief system is, and is it based upon some historical doctrine? Now, the original definition means the theory of knowledge. It means, again, how to do and understand. It literally means overstand. Again, dictionary.com, bottom of the word, word origin and history. Why do I say understand, overstand, innerstand? Where I get that from? It's one of the keys of the metaphysics of life. This is how your life is fun. You can focus when you understand this, because now you got understanding, and so when shiznits pop up, you're not scarred. So when I see the devil, I say, yo, what's up, homie? I say, yeah, I'm going over here to mess with old boy. Yeah, I'm going to do the same trick on him that I did last week. Yeah, it's still working? Yeah, man, I still get him. So I just go over there, and I just drop this thought in his head that say, hey, they don't like you. Or everybody's talking about you. And I'm like, damn, dude, that still works? Yep, still works. I mean, how long have you been doing that to old boy? Oh, about 30 years now. 30 years and the same trick still works. Yep, I get him every week. Okay, Lucifer, catch you later, bro. He gone. Lucifer don't have no power, bro. He goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So when he comes up to me, again, something has been given. Remember, it's been given. That's what Zoe means. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So Zoe means that there's something that was given to you that allows you to understand and see in the dark. So when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. And when you trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, nothing shall by no means harm you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall once you overstand. But you got to overstand, which is the definition of the word, epistemology, or whatever you want to call it. And this is my best one right here, number six. Now, again, there's therapy, oxology, teleology, anthropology, epistemology, and this one, etymology. Man. Y'all know I'm an etymologist. We ain't got to go to dictionary.com on this one. Etymology is the linguistics. It is the study of words. Now, there are seven keys to linguistics. Now, I got a whole book, 400 pages, to break it down for you, bruh. This is really what metaphysics is. It is the nature of the ultimate reality of things. Everything in the world I can break it down etymology through understanding the etymology of the words, because words establishes worlds. So don't get me talking about etymology, because we will be here for a few days. Because etymology allows me to walk through people like butter. I know they don't know what they're talking about, because they never looked up the definition of the word. That's why I like listening to people who debate. People talk about whether it's the Hebrew or like, really black folks. Man, I love these debates. You know, they got, you know, the Hebrew Israelites that's debating the Kemetic groups, that, you know, you got these dudes who changed their name. My name is El Rahim Sat Simkat Ku. And we got these brothers, man, they got a little education, man, and they go out there and they're accompanied by a tutelary, you know, entity. That's what a genius is. So they're very intellectual. And they be waxing eloquently. And it's very amusing to watch. Now, a muse, M-U-S-E, where we get the word amusing, and where we get the word amazing, and where we get the word morphology, which is one of the seven keys of understanding etymology. I know they don't have the other six keys. They got one key, and they sprinting. They know what they're talking about. That is just one key of seven keys that's part of another seven keys that's part of another seven keys that's part of another seven keys. You need seven keys, seven layers deep, bruh. Seven keys, seven layers deep to go through the seven heavens. So just because you got one key to understand one of the seven, these seven areas of the metaphysics, bruh, you still got seven more to go. Six more to go. So keep studying. At least you, I mean, at least you are in the shed. That before I wasn't even in the shed. At least now I'm in the shed. Last but not least is the ontology. So we got therapeutics, we got axology, we got teleology, we got anthropology, anthropologist, and we got this one messes me up all the time. This esteemology, if you want to use that. And then we got etymology, and then last but not least, we got ontology. Now I have a book called The Hidden Metaphysics of the Ontology or Ontology of Man or Mankind. That the word ontology simply means how do we get here? It has to do with the super being. It is the reason that you be. O-N-T is like O, is, and this one is actually the easiest one to spell. It's just the word unto, O-N-T-O, and then L-O-D-Y. So this word, again, is basically a branch of metaphysics that talks about how do you be? Now, remember, you got to be the solution to the problem that you have. That's living. Living is, I got a problem. Then you decide that, oh, yeah, I ain't got no problem. I'm all-knowing, I'm all-powerful, and I'm all-present. Now, I am not, but I've been loaned. Now, remember, the word Zoe means that somebody is giving you the ability to hypostasis. Hypo means to go under. Static means stand. Stasis means overstand. And then there's another Greek word that means innerstand. That's what Zoe means. Zoe means to under, to over, and to innerstand. That's why in order for your life to be fun and stop struggling. Now, remember, struggle means you have a lot of energy. You got a lot of emotion, but it's laced with a negative memory. That's struggle. Struggle is you got Zoe. You got life. You got the breath of life in you. You charged up and you're ready to go. You woke up this morning. Man, you got your cup of coffee. You're like, woo, where that devil at? Bring him on. I'm ready. Bunch of zeal. No knowledge. That's struggle. Struggle is, that's a believer. That's, I remember, 20 years as a believer. I had all zeal, brother. But I never looked up a definition, not one definition of any word that the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me. I never did any therapeutics. I never did any axiology. I never did any teleology. I never did any anthropology. I never did any epistemology. I never did any etymology. And I damn sure didn't do no ontology. Those are the seven ologies, except for one of the words. Those are the seven keys to understand why the beep you on the planet. So without that understanding, brothers and sisters, life is going to suck. Now, do you got to get all deep and esoteric and break down words and talk for 4 hours like me? No. You got to do all of that. All you got to do is make sure you got focus, discipline, and order. But the problem is we don't know what to focus on. So as I talked about previously, you focus on the thing that's focused on you. What's focused on you? Your problem. You've been carrying that problem around all your life. It's been there. All your life, bruh, all your life, you got to monetize that problem. Curse is the cure. Just take out Satan. Let me say that one more time. The curse. What's your curse, brother? Mine? I was a functional illiterate, and I was very stupid. I was one of the most ignorant people on the planet. When you said, you know, the dumb country boy, go to dictionary.com and type in dumb country boy. You can see a picture of me. They don't make them. I was from the country, man. I grew up right outside of Katy, Texas, little two-horse town called Fulshear. I like to tell people, yeah, I'm from Houston. I ain't from Houston. I do, but I'm from Richmond. I ain't from Richmond. I was born and raised in Fulshear. Now, go to Google and type that in. I think the population is about 400 now. How many people was in Fulshear when I was there? You talking about country? Bruh, that is the metaphysics of life. The metaphysics of life is to understand. If it had not been for the grace and mercy of God that is expressing himself in those seven words, which again, I'm going to spend 7 hours when I do the series on the metaphysics of life. This is just the intro. Now, I've been talking for almost an hour and 30 minutes. Cost of this program is $99. It's free to all Clarinomics members. Y'all already paid in full. So you'll get it whether you want it or not. Unfortunately, I know most people don't. Because, again, once you know this, you're accountable to this. Now, remember, your curse is your cure. So why are you running? You got to embrace your curse. Now, I don't know what it is. I could probably tell you, give me about 5-10 minutes of your time. I could tell you what your curse is. Because that's my gift. My curse is to help other people see their curses. Then my cure is to help you monetize your curse. See, the curse and the cure are the same. Look at the word. Father, touch the minds of your people. The curse and the cure. Y'all are running from the devil. Man, take the devil, put his ass on the leash, and put that sucker to work. Let me make sure you understand. The curse cure when you take out the S, which is Satan. Get rid of shackless. Shackless means that he's shameless. He's lazy. The reason that you are not effective, because again, life must be fun to be lived. Usual care that you may have life, that means Zoe. I spent an hour and a half breaking it down. So Zoe life. Right now, I don't know nobody who's living the Zoe life. I'm trying to be the first one that I know. Now, maybe you know somebody, but I don't know nobody that understand the seven words that I just mentioned to you. That means under, that means over, that means inner. As we broke it down, it actually means to overstand. Somebody tell me, hey, but what are you talking about overstand, brother? If you understand, you would overstand. Then you would enter. You would go in, walk around. God has not given us a spirit of fear, brothers and sisters. So I got one question for you. If you got fear in any area, you got any type of fear, I don't give a beep, relationship, you got fear, why? Health, you got fear? Oh, but you don't understand. Doctor gave me what? Who the hell a doctor? That fool don't know what he don't know what you know. So you're gonna believe him or you're gonna believe God? I'm just asking a question, bro. I don't know. God has not given me a spirit of fear. So people tell me all the time, well, brother, I don't know about all of that. Well, that's Satan. Why? He's a liar. He comes to steal my life. He comes to destroy. And he comes to kill. It's my job. I'm going to make it difficult for him. In other words, he's not going to walk through me like butter. I don't know about y'all, but he ain't going to come over with him. Now, see, I used to work for him. And I was a good little imp. And then I realized that, as I talked about last night, that's a better system. So I decided to be a part of the Morningstar administration instead of the Falling Star demonstration. So I stopped being demonstrative. And I started being administrative. And I realized that the life of the flesh is in the tongue. And I understand that it is the etymology of Babylon and Babel. And once you understand that people are babbling, and it is this vain babbling that puts you in the dark ether. The devil knows that he just got to get you to start talking. And if you talk long enough, you're going to talk yourself right out your blessing. Now, remember, Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So you got the option. You can go by the metaphysics of the flesh or the metaphysics of the spirit that I talked about last night. And since I talked about the metaphysics of spirit, that is Zoe. So I'm going to break down the metaphysics of Zoe. I'm going to spend 7 hours during the evening shows, and I'm going to break down each one of these seven words that establishes the metaphysics of Zoe. Because, again, everybody got focus, but they don't got no understanding. So, therefore, your life is not fun. Now, my life is fun, but it's going to be funner. Because, again, I'm renewing and I'm refocusing on those seven words. And it's very important, my brothers and sisters, that you get with me or get with somebody else. I'm not saying that I'm the only show. Again, I'm not trying to be exclusive because I realize that's Luciferian. I'm not trying to be the only one. I'm not trying to be the Long Ranger anymore. I'm not trying to isolate. I'm not trying to separate myself. I'm not trying to be Mr. Popular. I'm not just in it for the money. I'm not just not in it for sex. I'm not trying to be seen. I don't want to be competitive. I don't want to be heard over everybody else. Now I want to walk in my lane. I want to be effective instead of popular. And I pray to God that you want to be effective instead of popular too. So just because my YouTube video only got 25 views and somebody else's YouTube video got 25,000 views, that just means they're popular. It doesn't mean that they are effective. That means that they're in their ego. It doesn't mean that they're in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. You cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My brothers, my sisters, again, join me. We're going to start off tonight, the metaphysics of Zoe or the metaphysics of life. And we're going to break down the seven keys to the kingdom or to living eternal life now, not next week. Now, life must be fun, focused, understood now. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach be to the part one. Continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my boy, as always, my sister,
y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.